From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea's foreign ministry says two aerial objects struck the HMM Namu last week, causing an explosion and a fire. U.S. President Donald Trump is set to embark on his first state visit to China since 2017 and will summit talks with President Xi Jinping on Thursday. And the government plans to give out its second round of payouts to the bottom 70% of income earners next week to help mitigate the impact of rising global oil prices. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. Seoul's foreign ministry says two aerial objects struck the HMM Namu last week, causing an explosion and a fire. The ministry disclosed the findings on Sunday after a multi-agency investigation to determine what exactly happened to the South Korean-operated ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Kim Bum-soo reports.
South Korean investigators have concluded that an attack on the stern of the HMM Namu caused the explosion on the vessel last week. Foreign Ministry spokesman Park Il briefed reporters on the findings on Sunday, saying two aerial objects were captured by the ship's surveillance camera.
Based on a detailed on-site investigation, surveillance camera footage, and interviews with the captain, it was confirmed that at around 3:30 p.m. local time on May 4, two unidentifiable aerial objects struck the outer plating of the port side stern ballast tank of the HMM Namu about a minute apart.
The ministry released photos of the 38,000-ton cargo ship with the port side of its stern torn open, revealing the damage 5 meters wide and 7 meters deep.
The aerial objects in question were captured on the surveillance camera footage, but there are limitations in confirming the entity that launched it, the exact model, and its physical dimensions. We plan to conduct further analysis of the engine debris recovered from the site.
While Seoul is opting not to draw any conclusions on who was behind the attack, Iranian ambassador to South Korea, Zaid Kuzechi, was seen entering the foreign ministry just before the briefing Sunday. Asked why the ambassador was there, the South Korean spokesperson said the government wanted to share its findings with the envoy. The explosion took place last Monday while the South Korean-operated cargo ship was anchored in waters off the United Arab Emirates in the Strait of Hormuz, carrying 24 crew members. No casualties were reported. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The Iranian government has remained virtually silent on the situation surrounding the HMM Namu that was struck by two objects in the Strait of Hormuz last week. Amid suspicion over the incident's cause, other vessels have reported being hit in the besieged strait. Meanwhile, Iran has deployed submarines in the area, marking a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict. Rosin Bach has more.
Responding to a KBS inquiry, the Iranian embassy said Monday that it has no official position on Seoul's findings or on its earlier denial of Iranian involvement. Iran's English-language state media outlet Press TV has also remained silent, despite earlier comments that virtually acknowledged the incident and suggested the Iranian military attacked the South Korean vessel for violating its new maritime rules for the strait. Instead, the Iranian government has moved to further raise tensions in the region. Iran's navy said it deployed homegrown light submarines known as Dolphins of the Persian Gulf in the strategic waterway to confront hostile naval vessels and demonstrate the country's maritime defensive power. The head of Iran's armed forces, Ali Abdullahi, also met with Iran's supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, and received from him new guiding measures to pursue military operations and firmly confront adversaries, according to Reuters, citing the semi-official Fars news agency. Another cargo vessel in the Gulf was also attacked on Sunday, about 40 kilometers northeast of Doha, the capital of Qatar. The Qatari government strongly criticized what it described as a drone attack, saying it violated the principle of freedom of navigation and international law. In response to the U.S.'s latest plan to end the war, Tehran offered a counterproposal, asking for compensation and recognition of its sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz, among other things. U.S. President Donald Trump said the demands were totally unacceptable. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold summit talks in Beijing on Thursday, as Trump is set to embark on his first state visit there since 2017. In a press briefing Sunday, White House Deputy Press Secretary Anna Kelly said Trump is scheduled to land in Beijing on Wednesday evening, local time, and meet with the Chinese leader the following day. The deputy press secretary said the two leaders are expected to discuss creating a new board of trade to keep their countries talking on economic issues and enhancing cooperation in energy, aerospace, and agriculture. She also said Trump and Xi will look around Beijing's Tiananmen Park, a religious complex dating back to the 15th century, also known as a Temple of Heaven, and attend a state dinner. The White House said the U.S. president plans to meet the Chinese leader over tea and a working lunch before leaving the country on Friday. The government will begin its second round of payouts to the bottom 70% of income earners next week, with the aim of mitigating harm to the public amid soaring global oil prices stemming from the crisis in the Middle East. Relevant ministries announced the details Monday, saying the payouts will range from 100,000 won, or around $68, to 250,000 won per person, with amounts at the higher end of the range allocated for those residing outside the capital area or in regions with population decline. Approximately 36 million people will be eligible for the payouts based on household national health insurance contributions as of March 2026, after the first round was distributed to single parents, people near the poverty line, and recipients of basic social assistance benefits. Households with family members whose aggregate property tax base surpassed 1.2 billion won in 2025 or whose total financial income exceeded 20 million won in 2024 will be excluded, with the total number of people excluded estimated at 2.5 million. Applications will be accepted both on and offline from May 18th until July 3rd. Samsung Electronics and its largest labor union have begun intensive post-mediation procedures to resolve wage and collective agreement disputes. Negotiators representing labor and management at the company gathered Monday morning at the National Labor Relations Commission in Sejong City. Amid stalled negotiations and an impending full-scale strike, the two sides agreed to resume the mediation process with the commission serving as arbitrator. During the day's proceedings, presided over by a neutral member representing the public interest, the two sides are expected to present their respective positions and negotiation plans before the member recommends a compromise plan. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index surpassed the 7,800 mark for the first time on Monday, nearing the 8,000 level. The KOSPI rose 324.24 points, or 4.32%, to close at 7,822.24. The index jumps as shares in the gauge's biggest companies, Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix, climbed more than 6% and 11%, respectively. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ tumbled 0.38 points, or 0.03%, to finish the day at 1,207.34. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.